I'm driving what feels like a brand new Mazda Bongo. Honestly, it's like a new car. Almost bloody should be a new car if you think about the cost of tyres nowadays. I had the MOT and I've had a full service, and the full service was done by Stanbridge Motors, as well as the MOT, and they've always been good to me. Good bunch of lads, people that I trust, and the car does feel sweet. But it failed on four tyres, which didn't surprise me at all, because they look like expensive racing slicks. So nice to get them sorted, and it just seems to do good stuff. The hissy here in the background is the air conditioning. It's really hot. That beep you can hear is my phone. Any other distractions? Anyone? Anyone? I'm on the way home after a really interesting day. A day of tales and stories and mystery and intrigue. And catching up with people I haven't seen in a while. It's kind of funny going back to an old hometown where I recognise people, I don't necessarily know them, but it has the feeling of the north of England where you just randomly spark up conversations with part strangers, because I do recognise them and they recognise me. And popping into a shop to get a cold drink on this hot, hot day, I see the storekeeper with a massive page full of scrawlings and maths and sums and calculations, and I'm thinking, you can get a calculator for that, you know. Oh no, I don't do technology. He didn't actually speak like that, but I can't do a rugby accent. No, I don't do technology. No, what, you don't do technology? Don't even have a mobile phone? You don't have a mobile phone? I've got my daughter one, because I don't know, she got attacked once in town, so I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's understandable. I can see its uses, but we overuse. We don't need this stuff. Why would you want to walk down the street with a brick on the side of your head? Oh, technology's moved on. Yeah, but it's gone back, you know. People now have bricks again. Phones are like computers. You've got a computer stuck to your head. It's a good point, actually. I mean, people don't go anywhere without their technology. It's like being chained, and you're just going to get mugged. And that is also a good point as well. And he's telling me on how he just goes out with the change in his pocket and maybe the keys to his front door and that's it. You know, there was a guy in the shop and he was buying something, 15 pence. 15 pence for his girlfriend. She wanted something, a Fredo frog or something. We didn't have Fredo frogs, we only had caramel ones. And he phones his missus in the car outside the front door, 15 feet away she was. And asked her, there's no Freddos, would you like a caramel instead? And I'm just looking at him, my mouth's open, and I'm thinking, why phone? Why not shout, she can hear you? Or even better, go and speak to her. Phone call probably cost him bloody 20p. I know, I don't understand. Anyway, I kind of sheepishly just bought my can and left with two Wi-Fi devices, MiFi, two mobile phones, various charging devices and a small solar panel, which was all stowed away in a tidy little satchel, which I wouldn't dream of leaving the house without. What if there's a revolution while I'm out and about or something? What if anything could happen? He's right, though. He is kind of right. Then I'm around a friend's house, and this is a strange story, which I'm not going to give too much away, I hope, or be libelous. But they'd recently had a website done by somebody, and I'm like, website's kind of a bit stagnant. I thought you were going to get those changes done. Oh, didn't you hear? No. Our web designer's in prison, and the web designer's a good friend of the family. I'm like, okay, what's he in prison for? Well, you know his dad was missing? Yeah. They found him? Yeah. Under the patio, chopped into bits and set on fire. What? Your web designer, web design not being your normal kind of violent pastime for a violent person, chopped his dad up and set fire to him, allegedly, and then buried him under the patio. Yeah, I know, we've been visiting him every week in hospital. He says he's innocent, and I thought he was, but some of the things he's saying to me now, well, what's the motive? Oh, anybody would have done that to his dad. Dad was an absolute gangland bully of an animal. All right, well, it's hardly real justification for death. The thing is, if... I've just turned the aircon off, hence the difference in sound. The thing is, my friend said, if the guy had topped his dad and then ran out of the house and cried for help, it would have been a crime of passion, and with the history of violence and all the rest of it, not a problem at all. The whole chopping up, setting on fire and burying under the patio, probably a little bit too far. You're not wrong. That explains the website. I didn't suggest getting another web designer. I don't know whether they seem hopeful that he's going to get out anytime soon. Apparently he's still going through the courts. I've probably said too much. But anyway, just one of many interesting conversations I enjoyed today. Well, did I enjoy that? Yes, I enjoyed that, because at the time I was eating watermelon. Which makes any story a lot less harsh on a hot day like today. I hope you're having a lovely day wherever you are, and talking to random individuals, sharing stories. Take care.